welcome
y'all
to Buffy
ready to
speak.
Get sad.
Y'all ready to get sad? I will. There needs to be a preface for this episode because there is a grass fire near my home in rural Texas, and I've been instructed by highway patrolmen that, or women, I should say, the highway patrol people it was a man that told me, but yeah, they told me that I might have to evacuate. I can't even like see smoke or anything from here. So I think it's fine, but my father did make me pack a go bag. So I do have some old photos and my childhood blanket stacked neatly next to me in the off chance that, you know, I have to run for my life, basically, is what I'm saying. It's really fine. I'm not worried
about it.
It's
going to be fine.
It's interesting, though. It's very exciting. I've got my windows open. I'm on the lookout for a fire. yeah, it's very strange. It was a very strange sensation going through. Oh, yeah. Don't let me forget my laptop, Beth. Okay? Like, okay. If I panic, because I don't know how I'm going to react. Like, if I actually do see the fire, if I, like, I might lose my cool. But, yeah, I need to just grab my laptop on the way out.
Got it.
That's fine. I already packed up my guitars and everything.
Okay.
So anyway, we watched season 5. End of preface. We watched season 5, episode 19 today.
Yeah.
And it's called Tough Love.
Yes.
And it sure is tough to watch. I'll give it that much. So the gist here is this episode is basically about Buffy coming to terms with the fact that she is now, basically, she's a mother now, which is not something that she was necessary. First of all, she would not have been a mother in this scenario. Okay, because Joyce would have died whether or not Dawn had come into existence or not, correct? So she wouldn't even have to be a mom if the key had not been made into precious little Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
But she was. And so now, I mean, that's the thing. It's like, is it worse that she has to be a mom now? Or would it be worse if she had no other family?
Yeah, I mean, I think that her, we'll never know for sure. But I think
we will.
That her, the fact that
or we
she
won't.
Has someone to kind of, like, pour her energy into is good for her.
That is a great point. That is a great point. Because, I mean, she kind of makes that point when she says, you know, the instant that I stop planning the funeral and the instant that, you know, mom is filed away, that's when it's over. So she's always been one to deal with difficult situations by really throwing herself into her work or her relationship or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we've seen that before. So that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, I guess to Buffy, she feels as if Dawn has been a part of her life, her whole life.
Yeah.
To me as a viewer, I would be like, no, I don't want to be a mom.
Right.
But the thing is that, like, I would rather, I have siblings. And so if that did happen to me and I did have to be a mom, I would definitely would I? If they just never, like, I don't want my siblings to die, but if they just never existed in the first place.
Oh, this is a good discussion to be having when there's the threat of a fire.
Listen, everybody's going to be fine. We are all packed away. All we have to do is get in the car. They're not going to die today, Beth.
Okay.
But I don't want to be a mom at this point in my life at all. And I mean, Buffy, is she 21?
She's 21. No, 20. She's 20. She doesn't look 20.
I'm 21. I couldn't remember which birth. I know she recently had a birthday, but I couldn't remember which one it was.
Yeah, she's 20 in season 5, then 21, then 22.
Okay. So I'm 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you confidently that as a woman in her early 20s, I do not want to be a mother under any circumstances. And if I had the choice to just have never had any siblings, then I would take it. That's what I'm saying here.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even think you're laughing because you're appalled. But I think it makes sense. Plus then Dawn, if Dawn had never been created,
uh-huh.
And I love Dawn. I vouched for Dawn and I love my siblings. But but if Dawn had never been created, then she wouldn't be, you know how hard of a time that she's having right now?
Right.
She would never have even, she would just still be her lovely little energy, her green light, as we learn this episode.
Yeah.
Yikes. But yeah, you know, so she would be safe from that too. So it's just kind of, you know, an ignorance is bliss type of thing.
Right.
Right. You know, if she didn't have any siblings, she wouldn't know what it was like to have a sibling and then have your mom die.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah.
She would just have Willow and Xander. We were just farting around. They're not farting around.
They were kind of farting around this episode. There was a little bit of farting around at the beginning. So really, it's not a huge chunk of the... Okay, so I guess the first chunk of the episode is really focused on it. And Buffy is having, like, private conversations with Giles about it. Mm-hmm. And talking, you know, asking him, like, can you make Dawn do her homework and
right.
stuff? Because she just doesn't know how.
She's not going to class. That's the big thing is that...
Oh, right.
Is that her teacher calls a, like, a conference with Buffy. And she's not going to class because she's just... I guess she's kind of... She's come to the not realization, but decision, I guess, that because she
Conclusion.
Is a key, yes.
Right.
Because she is a key, she doesn't necessarily need to go to, like, no one is making her go to school, even though the government is, because she's a human person.
Right, but she's not a human person, is what she's saying.
Yeah, it's just...
So they're both correct, is the problem.
In the eyes of the law, she is. She can't
yeah,
file...
Yeah, but only because they're keeping it a secret.
Right. I don't even know what the government would do. What do you think the government would do if Buffy were like, okay, but listen, she's not really real, so can she just, like, hang out at home all day? Do you think they would be okay with that? I don't know.
No, I think that Dawn would probably end up getting taken from her, which is the... Okay, so that's the threat this episode,
yeah.
is that... And... Okay, so it's actually twofold, right? Because Dawn is skipping school all of the time, and at the parent-teacher conference... Wow, parent... Buffy's the parent at
yeah.
the parent-teacher conference. What... How the turntables, as they
I know.
Say. But... Okay, so at the parent-teacher conference, the principal, she asks Dawn to leave the room, and they have a private conversation, and then later in the episode, Buffy is yelling at Dawn about how she has to do her homework, and that's when Dawn is being like, I'm not a kid, you know? Like, I'm not an actual... the line, and this is actually... This is the thing about Dawn. She's
mm-hmm.
hilarious. So she says to Buffy, she's like, they dropped grades K through 8 in there. Let's see if they drop 9 in there, too.
Yeah.
You know? And, yeah, she the monks. That's right. That's who did it. I was like, wait, who made Dawn again?
who are you?
Yeah, but during that argument, Buffy reveals to Dawn that what the principal said to her was that if Buffy can't make Dawn go to school,
mm-hmm.
then she'll be considered unfit as a guardian, and Dawn will be taken away from her
mm-hmm.
and placed either with her father, who is still AWOL.
Right, right. Where is he?
Yeah. And then the other option is that she'd be placed into foster care. And Dawn straightens up after that, I think.
Yeah.
It definitely strikes a chord.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other side of things is that Dawn can be taken from Buffy because Glory is still looking for her.
Right.
I wasn't yawning until we started talking.
That is always how it goes.
I don't know what is good. Is that you and your cough?
Yeah. I'm not coughing today, although now that I've
Good.
Said this, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Okay. So, yeah, you're welcome. okay, so Glory is still looking for the key, and the minions failed, obviously. They brought
yeah,
her
because they
Spike.
Because they thought it was Spike.
Right. And so they tell her everything that they've observed, and Glory comes to her own conclusion that it has to be Tara that's the key, because she's the only one that's new. And the reason that Dawn has been so well hidden is because nobody knows that she is new, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the reason it's taken her so long. So she assumes that it's Tara. So then... Oh, we're not there yet, are we?
No.
Willow and Tara have a fight this episode.
Yes, they do.
It's kind of rough. I mean, I see what Tara... Okay, so the argument is... It's initially because Willow thinks that Buffy is being too hard on Dawn.
Mm-hmm.
And Tara is saying that you don't know what it's like to suddenly become the mom of right. your sibling, which is already weird. Already weird. It's extra weird, I guess. And Willow is saying that she's getting frustrated because Buffy and Tara keep telling her that her opinions are incorrect and that they won't even have a conversation with her, which I get, you know, because Willow's just trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, I'm sitting here and I'm trying to have a conversation with you and trying to help you figure out how best to handle this. And you're telling me that because I haven't lost my mom, I don't get to be a part of this conversation. And so I get that, but Go for it.
I wish that this argument had more basis in what we've seen in the show, because I have, like, Buffy hasn't said anything, and like Will Tara that we see hasn't said anything to Willow about like loss and stuff like that, and then later Tara like expresses the fear that like Willow's gonna leave her for a man, and it's just like
right this
is all such a weird leap.
It is. It kind of, like, it started with... Okay, so in the episode, it's twice that Willow gets told, you don't understand, stop telling me how to handle this.
Yeah, right.
And it goes from there to whenever Tara says that she's frightened of Willow because Willow is growing so quickly. And I don't even know how it gets to there, honestly. I can't remember it. I didn't notice it when I was watching it. You know?
Notice what?
That it was a strange jump to make between arguing about Dawn and arguing about the fact that Willow is becoming a stronger witch really, yeah, really quickly.
Because, so, the argument, the progress of the argument is, like, Willow's upset that people keep telling her that she doesn't get it, or whatever. Okay, so that's, like, point number one. And then I'm going to try and pull up the transcript and see. And then Tara's like, no, it's not that. Like, I mean.
Oh, I have it in my notes how it gets to there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're arguing, and then Willow says, I just feel like junior partner because mm-hmm. you've experienced so much more than me. And she said, you've been doing things for a lot longer than I have.
You've been
out for longer than I have. And you've been doing witchcraft for longer than I have. And that's where the argument comes up. And that's when Tara brings up the fact that Willow has been learning a lot of witchcraft. Has been really growing quickly.
Like very quickly, very, very, the progress that she's making is exponential. It's like very right. exponential, and it's growing very mm-hmm. fast.
Right. And then the other point that Willow makes is that you've been out for longer than I have, and sometimes you treat me like I don't know what it's like to be gay just because you've been out for longer. Just because Willow realized her sexuality later in life, basically. Mm-hmm. And so that's where it comes up, and then Tara accidentally drops an F-bomb and says that Willow frightens her, and then because that's when Willow says, you don't trust me.
Yeah.
To keep a hold of myself, and that's when she realized that Tara doesn't trust her to not get tired of her because she's a woman, mm-hmm. specifically because she's a woman, not for other reasons. Like, she's not worried about getting dumped and then Willow starting to date men again. She's worried about Willow being like, okay, I'm done experimenting. Bye. Mm-hmm. Going back to Boys Town, as Willow calls it.
Yeah.
And that's,
it's a
I mean,
leap.
That's rough. It definitely is. Again, it's just another thing where both sides are right because, mate, like,
I just wish
I could see.
I wish how we would people have would more. Be. I wish we had more evidence that Tara is afraid of that. Like,
okay, yeah, no, I know exactly what you're saying.
Like, it's because I think
that's like, you know, I'm not a lesbian and I have never dated a woman, but you know, I'm sure this is a conversation that a lot of same gender partnerships have, you know, and like I'm sure it's just really hard, but in a writing sense, it feels like okay, so Willow or Tara. When Oz came back and Willow and Tara were, like, almost a thing, but not quite.
Yeah.
When Oz came back, Tara was, like, convinced that Willow would go back to Oz. And Willow was like, no way. Like,
I pick you. Yeah.
I love you. And that is an instance of this, but it was also, like, a season ago. And we have seen nothing to indicate that Willow, A, is interested in boys at all at this point. And we have seen nothing to indicate that Tara is afraid of that happening. Like, I'm not saying that it's, like, unrealistic for Tara to be afraid of that. I'm just saying from a writing standpoint, I wish that
we
had seen it, like, more, you know?
Yeah, if anything, there's been a couple of instances that I can think of where Willow is talking about how hot a woman is.
Yeah.
And Tara looks at her like, don't be looking at other women.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I see what you're saying. It's just, it feels a little ungrounded. Or you just wish there would have been more build up to it so that you would have kind of seen it coming, maybe?
Yeah. This fight, yeah. Because, like, you know, it's, like, I totally believe that it would happen in, like, any regular relationship, but this is, like, a fictional setting, and you kind of have to make things make sense.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's your job as a screenwriter, actually.
Yeah. So Tara, Willow ends up bouncing, and, Tara,
she says, have fun at the multicultural fair.
Yeah, have fun at the fair. And so Tara's very upset. So Tara goes to the fair. And this is, after that is the scene where Buffy tells Dawn, like, Buffy lets Dawn know, like, they told me that if I can't keep you in school, they will take you away from me. And Dawn's like, really? And it's like, yeah, Dawn, duh. Like, I'm sorry, like, I love her, but, like, that, you've gotta know.
Yeah, but that wouldn't have crossed my mind. You know, if I was a 13-year-old, that wouldn't have crossed my mind is, like, would they take me away from Buffy? Because Buffy's of legal age.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, like, I don't think she ever took into consideration that, like, if I'm not behaving well in this environment, people can just pick me up and move me to a different environment. Yeah. And they're going to keep doing that until I behave.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, so they have that conversation, and then Willow is at the magic box, and Glory thinks she has figured out who the key is, and they do this thing where, like, they try to make you think that she's finally figured out that it's Dawn, mm-hmm. but she hasn't. I thought she thought it was Willow at first, but then I was thinking about it, and I have it in my notes, said she might think it's Tara because Tara's new,
right?
But anyway, called it. but yeah, so Glory goes after Dawn. Willow is at the magic box, and
she's talking to Giles. She's like, "Woo, Taryn, I fought. Oh my gosh, what am I gonna do?" And Giles is like, "It's fine, it's fine. People fight."
Yeah. Hold on. I just said that Glory went after Dawn. Glory goes after Tara.
Oh yes.
That was I misspoke. So she goes to the multicultural fair and she sits next to what's her face on the bench and is squeezing her hand so tight that it starts bleeding.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, but so one of Glory's minions is at the magic box.
Mm-hmm.
He's like listening at the door and Giles does this funny thing where he opens the door and just immediately smashes it in this guy's face. And they are like, "So talk, why are you here?" Basically. And he's like, "Oh, Glory wanted us to keep watch. She's found the key."
She's on her way to the key. Yeah,
and they're all freaking out because they're like, and they let the ball drop real quick because they're like,
"I know, Glory they're like, knows
who
Buffy.
The key is."
I know. Well, no, they already knew that she knew it was a human, didn't they? Because she took Spike.
Oh yeah. Okay. Right. So.
But they do say like, "We need to call Buffy. We need to get to Buffy's house."
I know. Let Buffy
like,
know.
Like they came just short of
saying
Dawn's name. The only reason that they didn't figure out that it was Dawn that scene is because Buffy's a Slayer, right? So that's why they assumed, I guess, right? Is that why?
Wait, what do you mean?
So whenever they start saying, we need to call Buffy, the minion is assuming that we need to call Buffy because Buffy's the Slayer, sister is the key.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're all kind of watching each other and they all, oh wait, and then the minion says, "No, she's
on her way to the witch."
Yeah, he says like, "Oh, she's gonna get that witch, no problem," or something. And then they say, "Wait, what?" And he says, "The witch. She's the only one of you who was new. Yeah, it wasn't that hard."
Yeah, he was like,
as if they haven't been looking for her for months now.
Yeah, for real. As if they're not wrong.
Yeah.
And so Willow like loses her shit.
Yeah.
And it's like, "Oh my gosh, Tara, I have to get there." And so she's going to the, she's like, "You check the school." She says like school something.
She says check. She said go get Buffy and then go check Tara's room to see if she's still there.
Yeah, yeah.
But Willow was pretty sure that she was going to be at the fair. Yeah.
So she goes to the fair and Glory is there and Glory
tastes Tara's blood, right?
That's how she knows that she's not the key.
Yeah.
She's very disappointed. Mm-hmm. It's 0-2 with Glory.
I know.
Then she's like, "Well, this doesn't have to be a waste because I'm still hungry. And you have a brain." So she says if Tara doesn't tell her who the key is, she's going to suck her brain. And Tara says,
"Yeah, but she's gonna suck her brain anyway,
well,
probably,
yeah, yeah.
Right?
I mean, for sure, but, like, she would have done it anyway." But, in any case, she tells Tara.
Do you think that you would have rat out Dawn in that scenario?
Oh, man.
Because I like to think that I wouldn't, but I think I would.
It is always so
might
hard
crack.
To, like, tell what you're gonna do in that situation. Because, like, Tara is, like, strong as a rock. She says nothing the whole time. She does not break.
Yeah, I mean, what's she supposed to... I mean, I guess, like, Spike was kind of fucking with her, you know, talking about Bob Barker and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, Buffy's queen of one-liners, but Tara's very much a strong and silent type.
Yes, for sure. She's very, like, she keeps to herself, usually. I mean, she's kind of started opening up more in the last, like, 10 episodes. But, she kind of, I mean, like, and this is, it's one of my favorite, I mean, it sucks because it's just like, oh, come on. Like, do we really have to brain suck the character we know the least about out of everyone?
I know.
But she, I like this scene still because it shows, like, she's, like, very, she's very principled. And she's very, strong-willed in when it, you know, when it all comes down to it, she can, like, she can,
she holds her own.
She definitely holds her own.
She knows who she is and what she stands for, and she really won't go back on those things for anything, as far as I could tell. I mean, what, I mean, like, she ran away from her family, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so that's, I really like this scene for that reason, because you kind of get a better sense of, like, who she is. Sadly, it comes at the expense of her, you know, going crazy. But
I can't imagine that they're going to leave her like this, and I'm really hoping that, like, everybody, when Glory eventually is killed or defeated, I'm hoping that everybody will, like,
go back,
get
to
their
normal
brains back.
I don't know.
I'm trying to gauge your oh, wow. Wow, that's fucking cold. Stone cold.
Cold as ice.
Yeah. I was trying to, I said that and I was trying to gauge your reaction to see what's going to happen. I'm just going to Google it later.
Don't.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I haven't done anything like that. I would never.
I know. All of the
this is a podcast of integrity.
All of the spoilers have been not your fault.
Yeah, they're just, I just spend too much time on the internet. Mm-hmm. And,
but, so,
see too much Buffy stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, a lot of the spoilers have been my fault, honestly. yeah, so Willow is at the fair, and she almost reaches Tara, but they have a huge, like, paper dragon coming through the way,
yeah.
And it's Buffy.
Leave it to a paper dragon.
I know.
How many movies? I've seen that in a few movies.
Yeah, for
where
real.
A paper dragon gets in the way of somebody trying to save something else.
So Willow is helpless, basically watching Tara get brain sucked by Glory, and it's very sad. And it's just,
yeah,
she's just,
yeah, man.
I teared up. I've been tearing up a lot at these recent episodes, but Willow is just very guilt-stricken and very upset.
Yeah, she starts holding it. The first thing she says, she starts saying, Tara, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, and starts crying and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, it's so sad.
Then we're at the hospital, and Tara's long gone.
Yeah, she's bandaging her hand up because Glory broke her hand.
Yeah, and it's, like, it's a hefty-duty bandaging, too. It's, like, this girl has, like, a mitt on her hand
yeah.
of bandages. Yeah, she cannot move that thing at all. And it's really, another thing that was really effective this episode is, like, so we've seen the brain-sucked victims before now, but we hadn't really seen any of them pre-brain-sucking.
Yeah.
And it was like it hit me in a different spot this time because I had known Tara before the brain sucking. And I was like, oh man, like this shit's no joke. You know, and it's kind of like you realize like those were people too, you know? Right. And, yeah, so they're there, they're all there and it's brutal. And then Buffy shows up and is like, I'm so sorry that like I wasn't reachable or whatever. But, you know, there's nothing that Buffy could have done. Right. She didn't know. Nobody knew that Tara was going to be targeted by Glory that day.
Right.
And so, yeah, Buffy says, well, Dawn's safe with Spike, so I can stay as long as you need.
Yeah.
Which I love that Spike is back. I love him as the babysitter. I love that role that he plays. He's still kind of on the outs, but he really did do everybody a solid by not
ratting
out Dawn.
Yes, so
that was a big step in the right direction. Obviously.
And they, Caroline, I wish you would have seen my reaction because it was genuine and it was embarrassing because he, okay, so, Buffy goes to Spike's cave, Spike's little crypt.
Right, after the hospital.
After she goes to the hospital, she goes and sees Dawn. Dawn is with Spike. Is this before or after the conversation that Dawn and Spike have?
It's after.
Okay, well then I want to talk about that first.
Okay, so Spike, so Dawn starts crying talking to Spike because Dawn knows that, okay, so first, I thought she was scared at first, and then she says, oh yeah, and Spike is telling her there's nothing to be scared of, and she said, I'm scared of me.
Yeah.
And she says that everyone around her is getting hurt, and it's because they're looking for her.
Yeah.
And she says, for me to be able to cause this much pain indirectly, she said, I must be something really, really horrible.
Yeah.
And evil. And she thinks that she is made out of something bad, and she feels like she doesn't even have a shot at being good. Because there's just
It's a really, like, harrowing, like, touching conversation, because you realize that she doesn't know that what happened to Tara yet, but she knows that Glory's looking after Tara, or looking for Tara, and she said, if something happens to Tara, it's going to be my fault. And she, it's just a very, I guess, I don't know if the word is prescient, but it's a very wise, I guess, is a word for it. She's
aware.
Aware. That's so much better. It's a very aware. She's very self-aware because she's just like, and it's just, it's such a, Dawn doesn't usually, she doesn't usually wax poetic. She just talks like a normal teenage girl.
Right.
And she says, like,
you looking at the transcript?
Yeah, I am. your bruises, your limp, that's all me too. I'm like a lightning rod for pain and hurt, and everyone around me suffers and dies. This stupid key must be something so horrible to cause so much evil. And then Spike says, like, BS, basically. And she's like, well, you know, what would you know about it? And he's like, I'm a vampire, and I know something about evil, and you're not evil. And she goes, maybe not. Maybe I'm not evil, but I don't think I can be good. And it's just such a, oh God, it's just such a heartbreaking sentiment.
That's a very mature sentiment to have, and to have that realization that, like, even if I'm not evil, she's like, then I think that I'm, like, she thinks that there's no, she either exists and nobody is using her, or she is being used for evil. Like, she doesn't think that there is an option for her exist. You know how things have, like, a purpose? Like, things have a like, we have purposes in life. Right. She thinks that she thinks that she has a purpose, but it's either she is going after that purpose and it's evil, or she doesn't have a purpose at all. She doesn't think that she can
have
a good purpose.
It's like the key is either just a blob of energy,
right,
and nobody's looking for it.
Or a weapon of mass destruction.
It's a weapon, and that's all, like, that's all anyone, like, Glory wants to use it to, like, destroy the world,
yeah,
basically.
Do we even know? Is that it?
I mean, like, I think she says, I was trying to think just now if she's said it yet. I mean, yeah, she has, like, a plan for it, like, a specific plan. But
right.
I don't think they've said it yet. But
I'm assuming it opens some kind of portal, right?
That's basically why they call it the key. Basically.
But we actually missed something that was at the hospital. At the hospital,
oh, Ben.
Willow. Oh, Ben does. Ben is fired.
Ben is from fired the because he hasn't been to the hospital in 2 weeks. That's all you need to know about that plot point.
Yeah. But at the hospital, Willow is like, all right, I'm going to go beat up Glory. Like, that's what I'm going to do. And Buffy tells her, you know, you can't, you know, we don't have a chance. And she says, oh, you just have to wait until we have a chance and then we'll take her down together.
Yeah.
And Willow says, okay, you're right, and leaves and immediately goes to the magic shop to get, she literally gets a book called Darkest Magic. Like, she gets the darkest magic she can find. And then while Buffy is at, Buffy goes to pick up Dawn from there after Dawn and Spike have had that conversation. Mm-hmm. And while they're sitting there talking about it, Dawn says what happened at the hospital, and Buffy tells her that Willow was kind of going crazy a little bit and wanted to go fight Glory. And
this is where my girly squeal
Okay.
Came in.
Okay. I understand. I know what's happening. So Spike points out to her, he's like, you really think that she didn't go?
Yeah.
And Buffy's like, yeah, obviously.
And, yeah, for real. She said she wouldn't.
Yeah, and Spike's like, what would you do, you know, if you were her? And he's like, no, he says, wouldn't you, or something like that. Like, I think he asks her, and she's like, no. And Dawn's like, but if it was me, and Buffy's like, oh, fuck, yeah, I would. Yeah. And Spike says, I would.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if it was the right person, the person I loved, I would.
Yeah, and he goes, he says, oh, and his delivery, he goes...
He's got his little hands in his pockets and he's got his head all down.
He's not
and
looking he's like, at her.
I would do it. Yeah.
And he goes, you think, and Buffy's like, you really think she'd go? Like, I told her that would be a stupid thing. And
a Spike, suicide. Yeah, yeah.
Spike just goes, I'd do it. And she doesn't say anything. But she just looks at him and he looks at the ground and he's like, if it was the right person, someone I loved, I'd do it. Oh, God.
Wow. She's reeling.
I love
Spike. She's squirming around in her seat.
I love Spike so much. He's such an idiot. Yeah,
remember when he made a Buffy sex robot?
I know. Do you remember that when that happened? One episode ago.
Yeah, it was last episode.
He's such an idiot, but I love him. I love him so much.
He's an excellent character, I'll give you that much. I've thought more about him probably than any other character save for Harry Potter characters.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I really think so. Just the amount of time, and a lot of it has to do with this podcast, right? Because we sit here for sometimes hours and talk about this show and talk about the characters in it and stuff like that. So that has part of it to do with it. Mm-hmm. Anyway. Yeah, but he really is just very well crafted. And I think, you know, James Marsters brings so much to him.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just see, like, it's good acting. Like, acting is hard work. And I've always believed that. And like, I just think you really have to understand your character and give them motivations that aren't even there in the script. And you can see that work has been done.
Mm-hmm.
And I love him for it.
Yeah.
I love what he brings to the show, even though I'm still mad at Spike. He's in the neutral area mm-hmm. right now, just because, well, he was good to Dawn this episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another great Spike moment is whenever Dawn is crying and he goes to pat her head and then she looks up at him and he pulls his hand back and pretends that he was just running his hands through his hair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a cute moment too.
That's like in a previous episode, he was like, oh God, what was the context? I can't remember the context, but she was like, I feel safe around you. And he was smoking a cigarette right. And he like chokes on the smoke and he goes, take that back.
Yeah. That's a sweet thing. Yeah. That's when she still has a crush on him and she's going to his crypt all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, so basically Buffy realized, like, wow, I was fucking dumb for thinking that Willow wasn't gonna do this. So Buffy races off to the hotel where Willow already is, and Willow floats into the room with her eyes pitch black, which is quite the entrance.
Yeah.
And part of me was like, thinking about how badass it would be if Willow takes Glory out. Because, you know, this is episode 19, and they've done it before where we've lost the big bad before the finale.
Yeah, yeah. Season 4, we got Adam out of there by episode 21.
Yeah, so I was wondering if they were going to do it, like, even earlier this time, but they didn't. And I was like, I thought it would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we'll see what they have in store for me. But, yeah, so she goes up and she traps Glory in basically, like, a little, like, she basically puts, like, glass between her and Glory,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Like, Glory can't move past a certain point.
The spell is, like, trap my enemy as in tar.
Yeah, so, but Glory can still move around on her half of the room, basically. So Glory's throwing tables at her and shit. And she's losing the fight, is what's happening.
That room has been through a lot in the last two episodes.
I know, the people who own that hotel are like, send the house cleaners up to the room again, Jesus. But I don't know, what, is it a hotel? What? Is that what it is?
I have no idea.
That's what I've assumed from, like, the elevators and the outside look of it and everything, but who knows? You know, when they're looking for Spike, yeah, that's who they're looking for. They see, it's like a hotel lobby that they all fight in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so Willow is getting her ass kicked, and then Glory picks up a knife, and she's like, you know, they used to crucify witches, and she's about to stab Willow.
Yeah.
And then Buffy shows up, perfect timing as usual, and kicks the knife out of her hand and is like, they used to bow down to gods too. And then she kicks her ass a little bit, just a little bit. And she says, things change. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
We haven't had a good one-liner in a while. Mm-hmm. I feel like, cause Buffy's, she's not doing like the daily grind. You know, I don't want to see her patrol anymore, to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we've been missing out on some one-liners. But yeah, Buffy holds her own and gets Glory far enough away from them so that she can pick Willow up, and they head out of there. But then Glory is still trapped in the spell, and she's like, this isn't over! And so they escape, and then they're all in Tara's room, and Tara is still fucked up. Yeah. And
she's just... She gone.
Yeah, and then
Mr.
while Kurtz, they're
he dead.
So they're all eating together, and Tara won't eat her sandwich, and so Willow starts feeding her applesauce. Mm-hmm.
And she says, and this is, I get a little.
Right. Yeah,
I got a little weepy at this part too, because she just goes.
Yeah, it's a
she.
Oh, sorry, you cut out.
She feeds
okay,
her.
Okay,
she's...
are we there? Sorry, guys.
No,
Spike
no.
is. Oh my god. I said Spike again instead of Skype.
Spike.
Oh, this is a nightmare. Anyway, okay, I've got it. Let me take it.
Okay.
Okay, so, Willow is talking about Tara and about how, you know, she's just going to keep being there for her, and she says she's just gonna keep taking care of her, and there's not like a doubt in her mind that she's supposed to leave Tara. Like, she's like, this is my she says, you're my forever, right? She says she's my everything, and you're my always, I think is my,
you're my
that
always.
Might be the
That's
wording
what she goes, hear that, yeah. Baby, you're my always.
Yeah, and then another really sweet moment is Dawn asks if she can help feed Tara.
Mm-hmm.
And so Dawn is helping too, and they're all just being like, all right, I guess this is another new thing that we have to deal with. And then it's a nice moment, and then Glory rips down the wall of
Glory
the dorm.
Comes through and ruins everything.
Yeah, she says, I told you this wasn't over. And Tara starts, you know how the brain suckies have always been able to see Dawn for what she is, you know, they've been like, you're not real, you're empty.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens in front of Glory, and Tara is looking at Dawn going, too bright, oh my god, what a beautiful shining light, look at her green energy, just talking about her as the key. And Glory locks eyes with Dawn, and Buffy looks at Dawn, and Dawn looks at Buffy, and it's the end of the episode.
Yep. Big old cliffhanger.
So Glory knows, and not only does she know, she is in the room with Dawn.
Yeah.
So things aren't great, but I'm excited for next episode, because I know...
Yeah, it's really starting to, like, really ramp up. I'm very excited.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I really like this episode. Again, I think they're just doing a really excellent job of just kind of getting the plot from point A to point B. We usually get filler episodes, you know, not usually this late in the game, granted, mm-hmm. but late in the season, I mean.
Right.
But yeah, it's still, it's really just been seamless. Uh-huh. And it's been impressive to me. I'm enjoying this season.
Yeah.
So much. It's really delightful. And another great, great thing is that my house is not on fire. So I don't see any fire and things actually look like they've calmed down. So hopefully they could, congrats for the grass.
Yay,
congrats.
The grass.
As it is. Yeah,
it survived. Also, another small thing is that Buffy drops out of school in this episode.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah.
To take care of Dawn.
You know, what else is she going to do?
Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah,
them's the breaks. So I give this episode probably another 9.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
it's missing that special something that makes me really... It doesn't have that wow factor, you know, but it was... really well done. A lot of great moments. A couple of laughs.
Yeah.
And maybe one gasp when Tara got her brain sucked, maybe. I do remember gasping, but I don't remember when. So yeah, that's my rating is a 9.
That's good. I agree. I think this is...
great.
Great. Love it. This is a really solid... it really... They're building it very well. And I am so excited to get to the end of the season. I just
love... If you're excited, then I'm excited.
Everyone's excited.
So we're all excited here.
yeah, I just... I'm really down for this season. And nothing can change my mind. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'm going to go ahead... I was thinking about Tara and whether or not she's going to come back. And... I'm going to say that she is.
Okay.
Okay? I just want to go ahead and throw that out there. I'm going to place my bet.
Okay.
It's on the air. There it is.
Fantastic.
All right, everybody. So we'll find out, you know, we'll watch Dawn die next episode. But until then, you can follow us on Twitter at Buffy_speak. Go ahead and subscribe to the episodes, right? Our podcast on iTunes.
Yes, that is what they need to do.
Yeah, and we have a new episode that comes out every Sunday, usually. Sometimes Monday when Beth and I forget that we have a podcast.
Yeah, we're the worst.
But usually Sunday. I know. All right, everybody, but we'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Okay, 3, 2...